Right about there.
Let me start that over.
Damn it, Billy. Hey, hey, hey.
Back to Uncommon Sense. I am your uncommon host, Billy the Kid, and you have reached the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. And of course, with me is my good friend,
Uncle Butch, and I'm here in the studio, and I'm so excited because we got to use a song by a good friend of ours. And a good band all together, Owls and Aliens. And as you see, I'm a avid supporter. We love you guys. And I want to thank you guys for allowing us to use that song for our introduction, for our intros for 2023. We really appreciate it. We know you're on tour. You got a lot going on right now. If you're watching, hey, thank you very much. Love you.
And of course, you guys can check out the links for everything Owls and Aliens down below. Support the band, listen to their music, download their stuff,
get their
buy t-shirts.
Yes, I'm getting, I got a couple shirts. I'm going to get a couple more hoodies. And yeah, we're going to rock this place. Heck yeah, Owls and Aliens. Fuck yeah.
We do love those guys, though. All right, moving on a little bit. We do want to give shout-outs to our local businesses and remind everyone that it is very important to support your local businesses and to keep the community flowing. And the community can't flow if the money is not flowing through.
That's right. That's right. We need our community. We need our local businesses. Without our local businesses, we have no community here.
That's right.
We need to support one another. Get back to those days, man. No, let's not stop. Let's stop hating people, man. Mm-hmm. Let's not do this anymore. Let's go back to being something special, something that the world admires.
Well, and local businesses tend to buy locally.
Yeah.
So you're supporting them, and they're supporting someone else, local farmers or, you know, whatever.
They're buying locally.
And local next thing, producers yeah. and whatnot.
And that's how you support one another. You know.
Mm-hmm.
The guy might have a mechanic shop. You know, it's a local mechanic shop.
Support
the little guy. And there's a lot of businesses here locally that we do support.
Oh, absolutely.
We will see if we can't get some of their merchandise to go ahead and...
so we can rock local merch.
Yep, rock our local merch. Support them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and just like communities, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our supporters.
That's right.
I mean,
we need our supporters.
And we literally make nothing off of this, you guys. We just do it for the fun of doing it and trying to keep that community feeling and, you know, that mindset out there somewhere.
Right.
And, of course, this is live, so you are free to chat in the live chat. Any questions, comments, we will
try our best to answer them.
Yeah, but we'll do it after the show. We don't want to interrupt the show too much with that sort of thing. No,
definitely not.
And again, thank you, Owls and Aliens. You guys are awesome. We love you. Yes,
we love you. Good luck and much success to you guys.
Speaking of Owls and Aliens, you can check out their video, Romanticize the Sorrow, on, of course, YouTube. Their YouTube page looks like so. All over YouTube. And then, of course, check out their website, owlsandaliens.com.
That's right. We need to support them. They're a local band. We're local podcasters, if you want. And we're just now supporting one another.
That's right. So, owlsandaliens.com. That's owls, A-N-D, aliens.com.
You guys rock.
Moving on with the show a little bit here. Speaking of local issues, we're going to talk about this article here from Oregon Firearms Federation.
Yeah, came out yesterday, which was kind of surprising because yesterday...
Is this a joke?
It is April Fool's, so, you know, a lot of people think, hey, this is a joke. But this is not a joke. This is not a test.
Neither was that. I just spilled...
See what happens when you go live?
I got a little too excited there. Sorry, guys.
Sorry about that.
It happens.
So, Oregon Firearms Federation. This is not an April Fool's joke. Senate Bill 348, Przanski's omnibus anti-gun bill, is now scheduled for a, quote, work session on Monday at 1 p.m. So... And those that might not know, go ahead.
Work sessions are where bills are amended and passed to the floor for a vote of the entire Senate. The Senate Judiciary Committee has a new amendment for the bill. The amendment is 69 pages, but the most important element is on the last page. Under this amendment,
it will be unlawful to challenge the clearly unconstitutional language of the bill anywhere but Marion County.
Yep. The most liberal county in Oregon.
Am I wrong, or is that up in Portlandia?
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, we need to just stay Oregon, and they can be their own little island.
Right, Idaho.
We can cut them out, and we can just kind of show them out into the abyss called the Pacific.
The Pacific. Yeah. If we push them far enough,
it's like Alcatraz. Just kinda shove it out there. Okay, yeah, so you won't be able to dispute this at all unless you're in Marion County, Oregon. Section 23, any action challenging the legality, including the constitutionality of this 2023 act, must be commenced in the Circuit Court of Marion County. What BS? Like, seriously, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is that.
Yes. Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
It's no secret why, even without this amendment, it was clear that the bill was drafted to undermine the lawsuits against Measure 114. According to the far-left Oregon, when asked about the previous amendment, Przanski didn't answer directly when asked if the amendment is designed to get around the lawsuits over Measure 114. So he refused to comment about whether or not this was a direct workaround.
Right.
Well, the Overlords haven't said I was allowed to speak of that.
Yeah, that's something I'm not allowed to comment on. So sorry.
Who's your Overlord? And company.
Well, let's see, his last name begins and ends with S.
Yeah, he's one of them.
Yeah, he's one of them.
There's another one that ends with that, or begins with S too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of R's in there. Oh, there's a nice M.
Yeah.
Gotta have it. Reprinted by the JP, of course. Yeah. And company. Don't forget the multiple B's.
Right. So, should this bill pass, countless Oregonians will become criminals overnight. Possession of virtually any magazine will qualify you for a year in jail. That's right. Any magazine. Any magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The bill does not outlaw magazines over 10 rounds. It outlaws magazines that could be over 10 rounds.
Could be.
That could be.
Could be. So that completely leaves it up to your liberal officer as to whether or not he thinks it could be.
Right.
The work session is currently scheduled for Monday. Blah, blah, blah. The Democrats are doing all they can to make sure this passes. And fighting it in court will be far more difficult than it should be in a free society. It's because we no longer are a free society.
No, we're not.
We're a corporation.
Well, the Democrats, I have to say, have been pushing this democracy for a long time.
The unfortunate thing, though, is that the Republicans push it, too, just from a different angle.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem as obvious to a lot of Republicans.
Right.
That are, you know.
There's a lot of Republicans out there that still refer to us as a democracy, and those mm-hmm. Republicans are rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every last one of them.
And if you don't want to be a rhino, then learn the difference.
Yeah, we are a constitutional republic. Republic. Have been for over 200 years. You're trying, or I don't want to say you're, I'll say they're. They're trying.
They and company.
Oh. They're trying.
Yes.
To convert us over to a socialist state called democracy.
And it all started with the 1871 Organic Act,
mm-hmm.
which led to the Federal Reserve.
Right.
Cheers. Anyway.
Liberal tears.
Those political tears, they're so thirst quenching.
Aren't they, though?
They are.
Gotta love
them. Yeah. If Republican senators are on the floor when this is voted on, they will be effectively be voting yes just by showing up. The Senate Republican leader can stop this. Call him, Tim Knopp, at 503-986-1727. That's 503-8, sorry, I was trying to be all commercial-like and screwed up.
That's 503-986-1727.
Again, that's Tim Knopp. At 503-8... Gosh, I did it again.
You can't even sit.
I can't even do it.
Can you read?
But I learned yesterday.
I thought it was new tongue. They said it was new. I think it was used.
That's all, folks. 503-986-1727. Oh, you can also visit him at www.oregonlegislature.gov/KNOPP.
Again, we'll try to leave a link down in the description about this. If you don't believe us, what do we say all the time? Question everything. Learn together. Question. Learn.
Search, ask more questions.
Do the research. Look it up for yourself. See if we're misrepresenting this in any way,
wasn't
shape, or form.
Plato, too, that said, it was one of them great thinkers from the Golden Ages or whatever.
Right, Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But one of them, he said something to the effect of, intelligence is not simply the memorizing of facts.
Right.
But it's knowing how to use those facts and to think for oneself.
Right.
So, we got to learn to think.
We have to learn to be free thinkers.
Yeah. And, frankly, it's hard for everybody to do because we've all been kind of trained to think the way they want us to think.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
All right, but that wraps it up on that. Just keep that in mind. They're trying to bypass everything, go over our heads, and
they're trying
make it so we can't fight it in what
stay informed
free society we have left. Okay, so speaking of fighting within a free society, let's see, which one is this? Oh, yeah. Forbes breaking news.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read the title.
Yeah. Let's see, this was posted 8 days ago. Forbes breaking title. Please note some of these photos. Wesley Hunt points out Antifa threats, pre-January 6th violence. And what we're going to be covering is the January 6th violence here that they're referring to.
And we haven't watched this, so we're going to see what it's all about.
No, this isn't the January 6th one, is it?
Well, it mentions January 6th, oh, okay. I guess. I'm not really sure. I just clicked on it. It was on our homepage.
All right.
Earlier when we clicked on stuff, trying to figure out what we're doing here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I want to thank the witnesses for being here. I really appreciate your time. Really appreciate it. Thank you. When parents begin exercising their right to question their local school boards during the height of COVID, amid mask mandates, woke curricula, and harassment in schools, how did the DOJ respond? The Department of Justice responded under Merrick Garland with directing the public to report threats of violence to school board members, officials, and workers in our national public schools to a national hotline. One particular case, a mom was reported to the hotline as a threat because she was a conservative, and B, she was a lawful gun owner, like myself. The complainant alleged that the mom was a threat because she belonged to a right-wing group known as Moms for Liberty. And I have...
Moms for Liberty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a right-wing group.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just want, freedom. Oh, they don't want government control. They don't want the government to tell them what to do.
Or how to educate their children.
Yeah, exactly.
How or where to educate your children.
Right.
I have a real problem with identifying people like this because it's your right to belong to whoever you want to belong to, and that's your freedoms. Another investigation opened because a tip to the hotline, a dad was investigated because according to the complainant, the dad fit the profile of an insurrectionist.
Of an insurrectionist.
What?
Wow.
And for those who are going to be listening when we... put this on Anchor. The caption down here from Forbes says, Judiciary CMTE holds hearing called the Biden admin's
chilling
of parents' fundamental rights.
Right. They're trying to chill our rights.
Yeah.
So we don't have rights.
Yeah.
Well, what they're trying to do is saying that, and I've seen a lot of teachers do this. They'll sit there and they'll say, you know, we're in control of the kids. Those are our kids. The parents have no right to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They literally, and they talk about them like it's their children.
Right. It's not your children.
And
you know when it becomes your children? When there's an active shooter in the school. You know when it becomes your children? Is when there's a suspicious person lingering around the school. Mm-hmm. You know when it's your children? When it's time to educate them on basic fundamental
facts. And that's the key word there, educate them.
Educate, not indoctrinate. I'm sorry, that's just a sore subject, a touchy subject. With
good me. Rant for you.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means, but that's interesting. And he had a lot of guns and threatened to use them. Yep.
Well, you know... trespassers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Let's back it up just a little bit.
Had a lot of guns and threatened to use them. Yet when the FBI asked about the complainant about these threats from the dad, the complainant admitted that no specific information or observations or any crimes or threats. According to the FBI, not one of these school board related investigations resulted in federal arrests or charges, not a single one. Recently, the DOJ announced that they were going to continue to prosecute people from January 6th to the tune of around 1,000 more people to be charged in not-so-distant future. Now, January 6th was over 2 years ago.
Crazy.
And the DOJ is still looking to...
more people.
Right.
Yeah, how many...
I'll click something down below.
How many gangbangers and...
Right. How many people are they letting free? Are they letting out of prison?
Antifa people.
Yeah, the Antifa people.
The drug runners.
Yeah. The child molesters.
The thieves.
The rapists.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're letting all these people out. but they're going to lock you up because why? Because you're not going along with their ideology.
Mm-hmm. Because you're using your American right to stand against your government?
Right. Yep.
There's 1,000 more people on their...
on their list now. Wow.
Yeah.
To charge more people. Yet, when there is a true domestic terror threat like Antifa, the DOJ did not direct people to a national hotline, nor do they report these threats to our communities. Now, my colleagues on the left will tell you that Antifa doesn't exist. It's an idea. But my question is where is the intellectual curiosity to determine how Antifa, a highly coordinated domestic terrorist organization, is funded and organized? The DOJ did not set up a hotline for Antifa. They set up a hotline for you. Mm-hmm. No federal resources were set aside to investigate the violence that we saw unleashed across this country during the Summer of Love in 2020.
Yeah.
Please note some of these photos. Wait a minute, that's not January 6th. That's May 31st, 2020. That's right in front of the White House. That's where the president lives. And at the time, President Trump was ushered into a bunker because his life was being threatened.
Yeah, where was the talk about that one, though.
Next photo.
Oh, yeah, we remember those days.
That's not January 6th either. That's July 27th. That is in Portland. And that is Antifa rioting and pillaging our country. Where was the hotline?
What was that? Yeah. What was that, like, 190 days or something like that, that they wreaked havoc up there in Portland?
Yep.
It was something like that.
Yeah. But yet, when people went to stand up against them, you know, a group of people...
they were arrested.
They were arrested.
Yeah.
Not Antifa.
Yeah.
And they were labeled as domestic terrorists because they believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. And they're standing up for the country.
Yeah.
They tried to say he was like some kind of domestic terrorist or whatever.
Right.
Proud Boy or something. I don't know. Stupid labels. Yeah, they tried to, you know, justify it as to like he was some kind of terrorist.
Right. He's not a terrorist.
And you watched the video? Did you ever see that video?
I think I did.
Where it showed him getting shot?
Yeah.
He was basically shot in the back.
Yeah.
How is that justified in any way? Just point that out.
Yeah.
Fine. Next slide. Well, hot damn. That's not January 6th either.
Nope.
Those are more rioters that are destroying and rioting in Salt Lake City. Next slide. I believe, is that it? But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
And that's not January 6th either. That's June 1st, 2020. And that's the streets of D.C.
Yep.
Being rioted and pillaged by rioters. Where's the outrage? Where's the hotline? This is what domestic terror looks like. This is not a school board meeting. There is no hotline for any of these riots. And we are going to have a hotline that's going to report parents for caring about their children's education.
Yeah.
Right.
And even further, the DOJ would rather investigate 1,000 more people from January 6th than any single person in these photos. What a shame. And that is why this is no longer the Department of Justice. It is the Department of Subjective Justice.
Yes.
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 The Department of Subjective Justice. I love it.
Love it.
Oh, DOSJ.
With that, I yield back.
With that, I yield back.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, amen to you, good sir. Amen. All right. Last but not least, there has apparently been another train derailment.
Yeah.
Which I hadn't heard about. And, of course, we can't believe everything we see on the internet, especially TikTok. But this was sent to us, so we're going to check it out. Train carrying ethanol.
Can you mute this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get
Damn. Mute. Breaking. Drain carrying ethanol has derailed, causing it to explode.
This is on Raymond, March 30th.
Yes, just a couple days ago, guys. Raymond, Minnesota. Holy cow.
Yep. Alright, so people need to start asking serious questions. What is causing all these derailments?
Well, kind of like we encourage people, what was it, 2 years ago now? Or last year? Was it last year? Anyways, all the food plant things.
Yeah.
You're telling me this is all just coincidence, people? Come on. Right.
This is not coincidence. This is...
It's happening all across the country in various different places, and you're going to tell me that it's... Well, yes, just a coincidence.
This is the planned destruction of the United States of America by trying to starve us out.
Yeah.
Into compliance. They're trying to do everything they can to make us comply.
They're and if we're not going to comply, the dollar. We're going to get sick and die.
Right. We're turning into a third world country. And it is right now a banana republic.
Yeah.
With the recent happenings with Donald Trump. With the indictment of him. This is a political hit. It's a political hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it has no merit. There is no foundation to it. But yeah,
but
people.
But the whole thing with the Trump indictment and whatnot. There's so much of it that's like, is this all just part of the show? I can't help but think that.
No, I think it's slowly unraveling stuff that's happening and being exposed for what they are.
Yeah, too. Obviously, right. Because they're taking it way too far and more people are going to wake up, I think. But, that said, parts of it just kind of give me the, what is that? QAnon vibe?
Right, right.
You know? And I'm like, something's a little psyopy here.
Yeah, definitely.
It smells like fish. Psyops smell like fish. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with that, you know, we need to wrap this up for today.
Yeah. I don't think that was too bad.
That's I don't really think it was really bad.
A test run on.
On running live with you guys.
Billy can screw up. Which button is clicked? Again?
All right. Well, before we go, I just want to once again, thank Owls and Aliens. You guys rock. We love you guys. Thank you so much. We promise we'll do our best to bring honor to the song. So, and I know our viewers and all of our uncommoners are gonna love the song.
I think
they're
gonna
love the band.
There might be some that won't, just because, like the kind of scream metal parts in it, you know, some people don't like that, but you know, that's fine too. But either way, you know, it's that local support and the let's go back to the heart of everything, you know, let's bring back garage bands and independent music and.
Yeah.
The community feeling and goes back to the support your local businesses and
right.
Keep the community alive with that local flow of things.
Exactly.
So, all right, you guys.
Well, like I always say, don't believe the bullshit.
And stay uncommon. And if I can find the right button.